Hey guys, Stacy here. Okay, so I just made that recording on how to be a loser. And I can only imagine how some of you might feel about it and how you might feel now after listening to it. I mean, well, that was intense. It was really, intense, and it was really mean. Like, ooh, it was so bitchy and mean. Which is why I'm making this. This is, kind of complicated, kind of hard to talk about, but here's the honest, real truth, okay? The 100% truth. You're not a loser, okay? Seriously. You're not a loser. You're not a loser, okay? You're anything but a loser. And you're none of those other mean names I called you either. You're not a moron or an idiot or whatever. I mean, maybe it's not useful to repeat all of them if I'm trying to make you feel better. But I didn't mean it, okay? You're not any of those things. I made this audio for guys who, you know, enjoy being dominated and degraded. Believe it or not, for some guys, there's literally no greater thrill than having a pretty girl like me tell them how worthless they are. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but I don't know. Just human sexuality, I guess. I mean, I don't know, but those things I said about you, they aren't true, okay? Let me tell you how I really feel about you guys, okay? I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful that you're out there. I'm grateful that you adore me. And I'm grateful that you let me treat you so badly and say such mean things to you. Really, it gives me a thrill too, to do that. But it wouldn't make me so happy. Like, it wouldn't give me that thrill if it didn't give you that thrill too, you know? I mean, that's not sexy or fun, that's just abusive. And seriously, I wouldn't do this if we both didn't like it. And if there are any guys out there listening to this who do feel abused, and I mean, there probably are, because I mean, it was really intense. I'm sure that for some of you, it triggered something personal. It triggered something, like, personal for you. I mean, a lot happened in that audio, and maybe you didn't know all that you were getting into. I mean, I know I gave you all, like, the titles and the timestamps and stuff, but I mean, it's just a title. The content inside might have been, you know, a lot more intense than you thought it would be. Or maybe you're just shocked at discovering a new kink like this. I mean, it's kind of disturbing sometimes, isn't it? But if I could, I would give you such a big hug right now. And I would say thank you. I would say thank you for being so generous and letting me be so mean to you. Like, you know you're a good person, right? Like, you know you're a good person who's worthy of, like, love and affection and stuff, right? Like, you know, you're a human being. A human being with feelings. A human being who deserves to feel valued. And maybe that's not what I said in the audio, but that's what I truly believe. So, thank you. Thanks for being you, and still letting me be so mean. Honestly, that was brave of you. It takes bravery to let someone degrade you. It might not sound like it makes sense, but it does, doesn't it? Like, to let someone say such horrible things to you, you have to be a pretty strong person. You are super sweet. You are sensitive and smart. You know what you enjoy, and you go for it. I like that about you. I like a man who knows what he wants. And the truth is, lots of real girls, not weird psychopathic bitches like me, but real girls in real life, would love to have you. Seriously. They would love to be in a relationship with you or have sex with you or do whatever other kinky, sexy stuff you have in mind. Seriously, they would. And they'd be lucky if you let them. They would be so lucky to do those sexy stuff with you. You know, I hate admitting it because, I don't know, it makes me seem like someone with feelings. It's true. Anyone would be lucky to have you and, you know, love you and be in a relationship with you and make you feel important and all that stuff. Okay, well, that's enough sappy and crybaby stuff, you losers. Honestly, though, thank you. Okay? Bye-bye.